Hey guys, this is Mark the Ballpark Hunter. I just got off my podcast with the boys at Stadium Journey, where we talked a little baseball, comparing minor league, major league, independent, summer collegiate. We didn't even talk about college. I mean, we can talk about SEC stadiums, but I don't think a lot of us have actually attended a lot of those stadiums. But got me thinking that I didn't have a podcast for tonight. I didn't overlook it. I just have been extremely freaking busy. It's the end of the school year because I'm a teacher by trade, and I have a lot going on. I have conferences, and I have 60-day reviews, and I have to teach, and I have to meet with my kids to make sure they're not failing their classes. Some of them are just about to graduate, so it's been very tough, and it's kickball season, and game did get rain out tonight. And there's also, I also work with kids outside of school to get their credits. So it's been kind of busy. I kind of said to myself, you know, you should do something. Don't let the fans not tune in to hear you. But don't worry. Don't worry. I have about 3 weeks left of school. Technically 4 weeks. And I should be pretty good to, you know, make sure I can get people to come on here to talk about baseball and whatnot. And just set some episodes up. Because I do like doing the podcast. But, you know, sometimes life just gets in the way. And it's could be a little bit of a hazard. So anybody who's listening, if you more than welcome to come on and talk a little baseball, I'll be more than happy. If you want to talk about your YouTube page, your podcast, things of that nature. I did find out that Stadium Journey podcast on, what is it, the 19th of May? 2 weeks from now. So it's 2 weeks from today, April 29th. We're going to have Paul Caputo on. He's going to talk about his podcast and his travels. So that should be a little fun. And then after that, I don't know where Stadium Journey's going, but they're going to do something. Not always baseball, though. So just want to give you guys a quick update. Just not going anywhere for right now. I'm still around, and we'll be making episodes this spring. I can tell you one thing. I had plans to visit some college ballparks. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. Indiana University, I just couldn't pick a time to check out a game where the weather was nice. Indiana State, I'm hoping to be out there next week. They have a top 10 program. And, you know, being at Indiana State, you watch a top 25 basketball team. And now you're going to watch a top 25 baseball team play. It's exciting. It's been a while since I've seen Indiana State play some baseball over at Bob Warren Stadium. Then I tried to get out to Richmond, Indiana to see a game out there. Hold on for what? Ooh, pardon me. Ooh, Indiana College. Earlham. I tried to get out to Earlham. And I don't know if their season's even over because I have been trying to look up their schedule and I cannot find it. I was on my phone and it just kept giving me 2022 schedule and then it wouldn't let me do a few things. So I was a little bit ticked off by it. But it looks like their season's over for home. Like they're still playing. This is odd. It's like they're playing at Wilmington, Transylvania, which is outside of Lexington, Defiance, which is in between Fort Wayne and Toledo. Yeah, their season ends May 5th at Defiance. And were they home this weekend? I guess they were home this weekend. Guess I could have went, you know, I'll tell you what I did this weekend. I went to Huntington University to see the Huntington Foresters. And unfortunately, at the same time, Earlham was playing their final game of the year. And I missed that out. I missed out on it. And what I found out is that the Crossroads conference is having games there this weekend. So I probably could have did Earlham this weekend and went up to Huntington next weekend. But it's okay. It's not the end of the world. I like Huntington a lot. It's a fun ballpark. It's that stadium that you drive up and you walk down the hill and there's trees and a brook. It's a beautiful place to see a game. Not a lot of people there because the kids are graduating that day, which I was shocked. I wasn't expecting that. Usually you graduate in May, not, you know, April 27th. But yeah, once again, I missed seeing some baseball at Earlham, unless they're having conference games there. Who knows? But, you know, it just tells you that there's some great college ballparks out there at any level. To see. But, you know, living in Indiana, the weather's been really odd out here. You know, we're getting some nice weather now. Today it's raining. 2 weeks ago it rained like a monsoon. Streets were flooded. My pond in the backyard was flooded. My pump was going on almost continuously. In fact, my drainage system in the pond was blocked. I had to go out there yesterday and get a little dirty and remove all that gunk and wood and God knows what else was in that pile. Was expecting to find like a dead raccoon or something in there, just picking everything up and throwing it to the side. And now the water, if you see my pond was over flooded for like almost 2 weeks. And I said, that doesn't make sense. So I went down there to the drainage area and removed all the debris. So when I came home today from work, it was a huge difference, and I did it at the right time because it started raining again, and who knows what that would have been like if I didn't take care of it. I did get out to a Division III baseball stadium in Anderson, Indiana, and I had a blast there. Small little ballpark, nothing fancy, but free tickets. There's a concession stand there. They have hot dogs with chili on top, like Mamwich style chili. They call it a sloppy dog. Soda, chips, and it's was a nice crowd. They have a synthetic infield. They have a scoreboard that you can't read the score on. They got to do something about that. But when I was there, I was talking to some folks, and Carl Erskine, former Brooklyn Dodger great, you know, we were just talking about how he is from Anderson. And he coached at Anderson, and, you know, he's one of the original boys of summer who's still alive. And I would say about 3 days after I visited the ballpark, he passed away at age 97. April 16th of this month. So I might have been there, I don't know, like I said, a couple days before. So I was a little bit sad. You know, it felt good that, you know, Carl Erskine was still in Anderson. He was still kind of watching over us. Maybe he'd make it out to a game. I don't know what his condition was. Obviously, when you're 97, you know, your health is a little bit different than what it was, you know, even 5 years ago. I know my dad, 94, I would, you know, he's 94 years old. I could put him in a wheelchair and bring him out to a game in Anderson, but I don't know if Carl had that type of luxury. But it was a little sad after I left the ballpark and was writing the review for Stadium Journey. In fact, when I wrote the review, I wrote him in the present tense. And then, like I said, a few days later, I had to go back and change it. And, you know, Brooklyn Dodgers were my grandfather and mom's favorite team growing up. And both of them disowned the Dodgers once they moved to Los Angeles. So I wish I would have had a chance to meet Erskine. You know, that would have been, yeah, last surviving member of the boys this summer. You know, I know Sandy Koufax was on that 55 team as well, but, you know, he was a rookie, and, you know, his claim to fame is, you know, the 60s, pitching for the LA Dodgers, winning championships. So, you know, it would have been nice. Just, I couldn't imagine, like, just bumping into Carl and telling him about my mom, my granddad. That would have been a treat. That would have been a treat. Would have been one of those things that, you know, you talk about for a while. But, you know, Carl Erskine is 97 years old, lived a great life, and definitely a legend up here. Played for the Dodgers from 1948 to 1959. Pitched two no-hitters as well. Coach Anderson, I think, to a World Series championship want to say 1964. He's also in a commercial for, I think, Anacin or Bayer. He's in a medicine commercial from the 60s. And the commercial is filmed in Anderson at the old ballpark, Memorial Field. So you go on YouTube and look that up. So, yeah, just a little sad. That's the thing about baseball. You know, you're at the game, you're enjoying it, you know. Then you come home and you get some bad news. So that was a little bit sad for me. A little bit sad. It just tells you that, you know. And I, like I said, I was born 20 years after the Dodgers won their World Series in Brooklyn. But, you know, you grew up, those guys were heroes. Those guys you heard about from the old timers in the neighborhood, each and every one of them. You knew every of the Brooklyn Dodgers, you know, even the guys who didn't start, because that's how much they meant to a lot of people that lived in New Jersey and New York at that time. And like I said, my mom was a huge Brooklyn Dodger fan up to the point then when I went to Dodger Stadium to buy a ticket about 20 years ago already. They asked her, the young lady at the box office, said, "Are you buying a ticket?" And she's like, "No, I don't root for the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm a Brooklyn Dodger fan." Well, she didn't say it like that. She goes, "No, I root for the Brooklyn Dodgers." You know, this little girl's like, "What? Okay, lady, I don't want to hear about it." So anyway, so that's that story I wanted to tell everybody today. I don't know if you have stories like that. Maybe you went to the games with your dad or grandfather and you can't do it anymore for whatever reason. And you kind of look back and you get a little bit sad, you know. If you are, please, yeah, give me a story. So anyway, this will be a short episode tonight. It's been a long day for me. I could go on and talk about a lot of other things happening, I'm getting ready to make some baseball trips and hopefully I can hit as many as I can. I got to catch up with Bart Wilhelm. I mean, this guy's been, I think he's been to 50 ballparks already this year. I mean, this guy went to a game in Portland, Maine, and it got snowed out. So maybe I'll bring Bart on the show. I think Bart would be an excellent guest. Talk about his trips, because he goes to like ballparks I wouldn't even think about going unless I'm at that city for another reason. But I get it. I get it, dude. I like going to ballparks too. I just, I don't have the air mileage like you guys do. So anyway, so guys, thanks for watching. I'm sorry. Thanks for listening. You're not watching. Checking out the game, and baseball season is coming up in your neck of the woods, if it's not already. A lot of independent and summer collegiate leagues will be opening soon, and it'll be a great time to be out at the ballpark. So let me know how your journeys are and trips, and we'll be able to share them. Check out some of my friends, Spencer Collins, on his YouTube page. He's checking out a little hockey and Springfield, Missouri. You can also check out Mike Trippi, his podcast about the Chicago Dogs. And you can also check out the Stadium Journey podcast as well. We have some fun stuff to talk about. So yeah. It's all in the same gang. And then you can also check out Kelly at Minor League Nerd. That is a YouTube series as well, chronicling minor league teams you've never heard of, as well as the history of teams in a specific city or town. And then Minor League Fan Club is John Southey. He co-hosts a podcast and YouTube channel as well about certain teams, and he also gets other people on there to talk about great food to get while you're in the area. So make sure you check them out. They're definitely worth your time and listening. And they're all part of this awesome fraternity of baseball people. So until next time, check me out on YouTube, Ballpark Hunter, Twitter, Threads, TikTok, Instagram. Did I say Instagram? All at Ballpark Hunter. And until next time, my friends, happy hunting, and we'll see you at the ballpark.